If you know anything of the Yesodos of Chanukah, Chanukah was a Mesiras Nefesh, Lifnim Mesiras Adin. Klal Yisrael was Meisir Nefesh in order to bring Karbonis to the Avodas HaBeis HaMikdash. Even it was a matzav of even putting themselves in sakana of getting killed in a milchama. If you know how many of Klal Yisrael, how many there were, and against how many, there was no chance in the world of Derech HaTeva. There's no such din maker, a din of Mesiras Nefesh for that. I mean, this the whole idea of the Mahadrin, and the Mahadrin comes from that. It's going a bit beyond. That's why Shmoyne is Me'ala Teva. It's going beyond the limitations and the constrictions of Teva, and going beyond that a bit. So I'll go a little bit beyond what I would normally say to understand maybe a little bit beyond the simple Avada, Chanukah, Torah Shebaal Peh, and everything else, but a little bit, a few steps before that, where it comes from. To just touch a little bit, Ad Mokam She'yadeinu Magas. We say in most Surah, B'nei Vina Yemei Shemayna. So the Toyar used to describe Klal Yisrael is B'nei Vina. B'nei Vina. It's interesting, the term. What? Why Dafka B'nei Vina? What's the Bina of Chanukah? Another thing that one should understand, the Megal Amukas in Parshas Vayeshev and in Parshas Miketz, he says that the Golus Yavon came because of Mechiras Yosef, and the Hatzalah from Golus Yavon, the Hatzalah, the Ness of the Chashmonaim of the Menorah, it was all with the Kayach of Yosef. It says with the Kayach of Yosef. And they stelt through three things there to show that that's true. The Gematria of Yosef, Melech Yavon, is B'Gematria Yosef. Antiochus is B'Gematria Yosef. What do you call one of the Gzeiras that Chazal say, that the Medrash says in the Pasuk in Breishev, Chayshech Zu Yavon, Shechshicha Yneim Shal Yisrael, Amrulam, Kisfu Lechem Al Keren HaShoyer, Yelam Chelik Belekei Yisrael, Al Keren HaShoyer, Yosef is B'char Shoyerai Hadarlai. The Gzeira of Yavon was Kisfu Lechem Al Keren HaShoyer, of something, it's be mafkia yourselves from your Kesher to that Shoyer. So after all, Yosef is a very prominent figure, both in the Gzeira and in the Hatzalah of Golus Yavon. We should try and understand that. So in doing that, we have to understand a little bit about Yaakov, a little bit about Yosef. So Rashi brings, Rashi Yoshan in the Pasuk by us, in last week's Parsha, brings the Pasuk in Ovadia. V'haya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis lahova, u'beis Yosef lahova, u'beis Esav lakash. So Yaakov and Yosef are referred to respectively as Eish and Lahava. V'haya beis Yaakov Eish u beis Yosef Lahava. What's the difference between Eish and Lahava? Zoktus Vasemes. Eish is something which is stationary and it burns. Lahava, with the Ruach, takes it and it has the power to go into a different place. It's not natural place to go weiter. That's Lahava. So that means, in this context, Yaakov Avinu is a Kayach that's referred to as Eish, and Yosef is taking that Eish weiter. The Taich of it, L'chaira, is Yaakov Avinu got Chochmas HaTorah. Yaakov Avinu, the Emes, is what it is in Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov was Dovuk in Torah. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was Roish Atinos in Torah Al Yodai. Just there was one problem, there was no Klal Yisrael to give it to. But Be'etzim, there's very tzushal Yaakov to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Titen Emes, LeYaakov, this whole thing. Yaakov Avinu has this midah, has this koyach that he was Dovuk in Torah. But Yaakov Avinu, Torah Be'etzim in its inception is a ruchniyistika thing. Is a ruchniyistika thing. To put that Torah on the ground, to put that Torah, you know, bashetach, in the thing, to put the koyach of Torah in this world, in a physical existence, Yaakov himself could not do that. Because of what we spoke about earlier, Yaakov was levadai, Yaakov was above, Yaakov was minutak from any kesher to nisyonis at that point, to nisyonis or yetzer haras of olam hazeh, of being misgaber on it and bringing the koyach haTorah there. So Yaakov Avinu couldn't bring that Torah here. On the other hand, Yosef specifically could. The difference between, why was Yosef here? It's not because Yosef was necessarily a bigger darga. It's fakert even. Yaakov Avinu was minutak, he had no kesher to the Olam HaGashmi to do. It's Fasemis talks a little like this. had no kesher to be able to do it. Yosef was the Yefei Tayer of Yefei Mara. Yosef was the Mesalsel B'Sairav. Yosef was the one who did have the Yetzer Hara. Yosef handled with the Yetzer Hara, and what did Yosef do? He took that MS of Yaakov, took that Torah of Yaakov, and bring it down into the world. Took it further than it could normally go. It would take it into the world and take in a world where there's Nisyonis, where there's a Nisyon of Eishes Potiphar. Yosef becomes the one with the Torah of Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov, that's not Tzadik. Yaakov's Mufka. Yaakov's not there. But the Tzadik, he's very much Yever, and he has these Nisyonis. And you revatel those Nisyonis, and you suppress those Nisyonis totally and revatel them and have the Emes of Torah. That's taking the Ruchnias, the Kemetzias of Torah, and bringing it to the world, taking it weiter and bringing it to the world. That was the job of Yosef, to be shomer that emes within the worldly thing, to be shomer that it shouldn't become this kalkel through the yitzarim, through the nisyonis, and to be mezgaber on the nisyonis. A lot of things become musber with this stam and poshut pshat. I saw somebody asks to Santa Kari, it says Yosef went lasos melachtoi. Right, he went to do Ba'eshes Potiphar. So there's two pshat, and one pshat in Melachtei is Melachtei Mamish, and the other pshat is to be chayte with Ba'eshes Potiphar. So the way the question was asked, where I saw it, the question was asked, if there's a pashat pshat that he went to Melachtei, you're talking about Yosef HaTzadik, or why stam you have to tell Kloshen Horos about Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef went and he went to do the Aveira. The Teretz is, because what's the midah of Yosef? He has the Nisayin, he's going, and he has the Kayach to be Mizgaber. With what to make, that's gufa, the point of Yosef. That's what it's coming to tell you, to be mizgaber on that nekuda. Mamela, there's another thing I also understood from that. So what happened? How does that chazal go on? And he saw it was Dukne Shel Aviv, because Dukne Shel Aviv. So Poshet, you say, he saw Dukne Shel Aviv, you know. The father's like, don't do that. You know, that's not Dukne Shel Aviv. It's a much deeper thing than that. The Dukne Shel Aviv, what was? Yaakov was the emes of Yaakov. Yosef had that. But Yosef had the Nisyonis, and he had to protect that with the Nisyonis. He had to protect that. What is he seeing when he's seeing Mukna Shel Yaviv? Aviv, the Dukna Shel Yaviv, saying, Rabbi, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is what you're meant to be doing. You have to be miskaber on this. In this past week's parsha, it says, Vehu, the Ben Zkunim Hu Lo Yisrael. The Targum says, Bar Chakim. So Rashi says, he gave him the Torah that he learned from Shem Ve'ever. Why Dafka Shem Ve'ever and not the other Torahs, separate shvus? Targum Yaina, the Balaturim says, that the Zkunim is Begematria Roz. He gave him the Sisrei Torah, the Soidei Torah. Another thing, it's an acronym for five of the Sdorim of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Zkain. Whatever it is, he gave him the Torah. So again, the question presents himself, that Yaakov Avinu had many sons. Yaakov Avinu, it's not mistabber that the only son that he learned Torah with, was Yosef. I don't think one could even is allowed even to believe that. But he didn't learn Torah with Yehuda. He didn't learn Torah with Reuven, Shimon, Levi. With Levi, he didn't learn Bemet. Tumecho v'urecho lish chasidecho. With Levi, he didn't learn Torah. If you look carefully in Rashi, there's one word there: Mosar es haTorah to Yosef. Moser es haTorah, the Torah of Shem Ve'ever. Moser es haTorah, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Moser es haTorah, the Rozei haTorah. Moser means the Mesira of Torah. Who's the Mamshich Darkai? Who's taking his Midah and going weiter? What did we just say? Yosef takes that Emes of Yaakov, and he has to take it down over here and use that and be able to be Mizgaber Keneged. The negative nisyanis that you have in this world. That's Yosef. So he takes the emes of Yaakov and brings that emes into this world. That's the tachlus of Yosef. For that, Yaakov has to give him that emes. He has to make him baiser and give him the ganze emes to make sure that he's he's worthy of that. I had a side para here that was interesting. If you've ever thought about the Ovis and the Midas, Chesed, Gvura, Yira, Ava. So it was min hadayme to me that this tchuna of Yosef taking Yaakov's thing, and now you're confronted with Yitzharim, and you have to be mizgaber to preserve it whole, even in the face of these Yitzharim, right? Preserve it whole, even in the face of these Yitzharim. That's a nekuda of Yitzchak, right? That's l'chayra nekuda of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was gvura, shmira, right? Shomer v'zoch, schiris to do, to go, to be, to spreitzach, to spread out and to get more. And this is the shmir, Yitzchak's job. Yitzchak, the Torah didn't talk about very much. You don't have the stories of Yitzchak very much. Except for one of the big stories of Yitzchak besides the Akedah is the Beiris of the Plishtim, where he was busy opening up what his father had and it got closed up and again. The job of Yitzchak was to preserve the Messiah of Avram. Right? He preserved the Messiah of Avram Avinu. That was Yitzchak. How? That was the Shmira. Yitzchak got it. So this Nekudah L'chayra of Yosef taking Yaakov's Emes and preserving it, it's also B'dayma. It's also B'dayma. Okay? So that was just a machshava I had. And then B'derech Leiderech, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent the Matana. There's a Chidah in Parshas Vayeshev, in Pnei David. In Parshas Vayeshev, the Chidah brings from a Sefer Ir Binyamin, B'Shem and Arizal. This is a Lashon, I don't know what it means, but I do know what I have from it. The Yosef Nis'abra Boy Nishmas Yitzchak Avinu. He wants to say, why did Yosef love like why did Yaakov like Yosef? The Golki Ben Zekunim Hu Loi, because Yaakov himself was a Ben Zekunim. He was born when Yitzchak was relatively old, and in Yosef was Yitzchak. So he loved off the Yitzchak Shabbai. So Nisaber by Yitzchak. I don't understand it. Pashut, you can't take it, because Yitzchak was still alive when Yosef was born. So it's difficult to say. So what it means, he had a Nitzatz in Neshama, however these things work, I have no clue. But he had something in there, a chelik of Yitzchak was there in Yosef, which the reason to say it, and where we see it, and why we see it, is because the Avodah of Yosef, what Yosef was doing, was Be'etzim, a Nekuda of this Midah borrowed from Yosef. Okay, so that's Eish and Lahava of Yaakov and Esav, of Yaakov and Yosef. The parallel to Eish and Lahava there, a parallel is Chachma and Bina. It's the same idea. Chachma, what's Chachma and what's Bina? And then we'll see where it is going. Chachma is Be'etzim, the Chachma is Nemayach, the Svarim say. It's an abstract spiritual thing. It's not concrete, right? It's abstract. Chachma. What is Bina? Bina is Mevin Dover Mitech Dostri. Chachma Bina Das, right? Rashi Tevus Chabad. So what do you call it? So Chachma, it's the abstract. It's abstract, and it's the thing. Bina is the Kayach. I would call it the Ruach, and we'll see, it's not a coincidence in a minute. Take that Kayach and apply it in other places. That's Mevin Dover Mitech Dover. And then how it should apply in physical, now that's a little bit taking it more down, but it hasn't yet landed and actually have the real physical implications. Das is the chibur of that, Bina is that that's mechaber, the chokhmah, to this world, to the actual hanhaga. For example, the Svarim say, where is Bina, like I said, Bina is in, chokhmah is in the mayach, Bina is in the lev, and Das is in the kovid. Chachma is there, Bina is in the lab, and Das is in the covet. So there's a sefer from Avraham Abu Lafia, another big mekubal. It says like this: if you take a look, the tachlis of the mayach is to, at the end of the mayach, of the avodah of the mayach, it brings you to chachma. What's the end of mayach? Ches, chachma. The tachlis of the lab is at the end of the lab with the hergeshim, with the feelings and the looking and understanding the world and how relating to the world is to bring you at the end to Bina. The end of that is Bina. The tachlis of the kovet is at the end to bring you to Das. What's the end of kovet? Kovet is the dalet for Das. Agav, the reason why kovet has to do with that is because kovet is the blood. Kovet is the klei adam. Ki adam hu anefesh. The three levels, we can give other names that are given to these things of mayach, lev, and chachma. There's what do you call it? There's neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Neshama is the abstract, is the most ruchnius of the three. Ruach is the middle one, and nefesh is the nefesh that makes contact with the world. The nefesh, they say, is in the kovet, the ruach, and that's it's not stam that with this mushal of eish and lahava that the bina which is belev is called ruach. Because that's the ruach that takes the chachma from the mayach. That's the ruach that takes the chachma from the mayach and puts it in the kovet. And the kovet is what brings it down to earth. This process of taking the chachma and al yedei the bina moving it, that's essentially what Yosef was doing. Taking the chachma of Yaakov, which was up there menutak from the world, taking it and bringing it and giving it the shaychas to this world. So you see a mayridik chibur here we go, between mayach and lev, right? That the mayach takes something which is there and makes it this worldly, gives it a kesher to this world. What's mashkin, the Shechina, what makes a Merkava l'Shechina, that there should be a Kedusha of the Eibishter in this world, is that Chibur between the Mayach and the Lev. Now, there are two, the shame of Yudkei Vavkei, Loiksha Nikra, it's written and not, it's written Yudkei Vavkei, it's pronounced Adnus with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Right? It's pronounced there. What does that mean? Yudkei Vavkei is the Hoya Yiv, it's something, the abstract, and Adnun is the Koyach, is the Koyches, Bala Koyches in there. That's the Chibur. The way it's Nikra is how it manifests itself in the world. What it is what it is Be'etzim, without manifesting itself in the world. If you take Mayach and Lev, the gematria of Mayach and Lev, this is already a Ben Ish Chai, if you really want Ben Ish Chais. But what do you call it? If you take you want something for everybody over here. There's a Ben Ish Chai. The Mayach and Lev, the gematria with the Misper of Isaiah, of Mayach and Lev together, is Begematria. The gematria of, if you take Yudkei Vavkei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together, it's the gematria of Mayach Lev. Mayach Lev, without playing with numbers of letters, Mayach and Lev is Begematria Elohim. Elohim means Bal HaKoyches Kulam. If you want to demonstrate the Bal HaKoyches Kulam in this world, it's Al Yedei the Chibur of the Mayach to the Lev. Mayach and Lev is Begematria Heichal Hashem. If you want to make it, it's a Merkava L'Shechina, you bring it, it's a dwelling place for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world. The way it becomes a dwelling place for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world is by that Chibur of Mayach and Lev, by the Chibur of Chachma and Bina, taking the Chachma and relating it to this world. The Goyen Be'atzim, there's a Goyen in Mishle Yudalad Lamed Gimel, and Pasuk Lev Novain Tanua Chachma. So the Goyen says, Pirush, Mishi Yeshle Lev Novain Belibay Tanua Chachma. Why? Now he's talking about Chachma Belev. Ki Habina Hu Hakli Shel Chachma. Because Bina is the Kli of Chachma. What does that mean? The Kli of Chachma? Vim Yeshle Bina Tanuach Bay HaChachma. V'Hachachma Af Shehi B'Moyach. Then he says later, V'Hachachma Af Shehi B'Moyach Mikol Mokam Leisharia Ela B'Liba. The Chochma, it comes in the Mayach, but you take it, where does it dwell? What takes it and uses it? That's the Lev. The Lev is the Kli of the Chochma. The Lev is the Kli of Bina for the Chochma, which is in the Mayach, which is basically everything that we said. Now, what does that have to do? Well, we can answer, it's Pashut now. what did Yavan want? What's Yavan? Yavan had no problem with the Chachma that's in the Mayach, right? Chachma is the Mayach, there's Chachma Yavan. Yeah, Chachma is wonderful. What was Yavan's Nekuda? And this is where everything, Teresh Baal Peh, everything you talk about in Hanukkah comes from here. What was the Yisod of Yavan? The Yisod of Yavan was, there is no Kesher. Be menatik the Kesher between the Mayach and the Lev. The Chachma is in the Mayach, that's where it starts, that's where it stops, that's where it stays. It has no influence on the Lev. It's in no way, shape, or form connected to it, anything that's binding in any way to this world. In anything, it's not mechayev you anything. You could be the biggest menuvel, and the biggest Chacham at the same time. Aristotle, Nishgiven can grace a tzaddik, to say the least. What you got? You could have the Mayach, you could have all the Chachma you want, but if it's Menutak from the Lev, if it doesn't have a Kesher, you have nothing. That was the Yesod of the Yevonim. Where did that come from? Because Mechiras Yosef. What were the Shvatim Mevatel when they sold Yosef? The Koyach of Yosef. What's the Koyach of Yosef? The Koyach of Yosef is to take the Eish of Yaakov Avinu and make it a Lahava. To take the Chachma, Satayra, the Emes of Yaakov Avinu and bring it into the real world. They were mevatel that. So what did that open them up by selling him? What did that open them up to? Golos Yavan, where Yavan, that's what they're doing. And more than that, it opened them up even to something they never had before, Misyavnim, that even among themselves they had it. But what was ultimately the koyach with which they're megaber? Mezgaber, weiter, with the koyach of Yosef. You come, the koyach of Yosef is the koyach of what? Taking the moyach, the chachma that's in the moyach, and being mechaber it, to what you have in the Lev, to the Bina that you have in the Lev. What's that called? Bina. The Chachma, right? If Yaakov was Chachma, Yosef was Bina, who took his Chachma, it resided in the Lev with the Bina and took it weiter. And that touches up the Sheirish, the Yisoid, of the whole Nitzachon of Chanukah. Memelin Mos Tzur, what are we, Madgish? B'nei Bina Yemei Shmeina. What Klal Yisrael showed themselves to be through the whole thing is Dafka B'nei Bina. And that tells us what our Avodah in Chanukah is. You learn a lot of things, and it's wonderful that you know a lot of things, but Kol Oid, that they're not connected to the Lev, that with the Bren, with the Zeal, with the Cheshik, that the Cheshik, your Chesh, everybody has Cheshik to do something. Sometimes it's just to sleep, but everybody has cheshik to do something. The cheshik is meant to be, that cheshik in the lave is meant to be the kli of the mayach. Take the chachma, which you all have lemechtzel l'shlishul revia. Take it with the bren of the lave and use the cheshik for that, to bring it into the kovei, to bring it into this world, that it should be the das, your mechubar, it's an intrinsic part of you in this world. And you've taken that lofty chachma and brought it to this world and be mekadeshem shemayim and bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into this world, which is the aside of Chanukah.